It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. I'm your hostess this morning, Monica Lovell. Miss Neva Pyatt's running the iPad. Our guest this morning is our beautiful sister, Melanie Randall. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing just fine. Yes, indeed.
Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower@cableone.net, or you can post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. If you're interested in building or remodeling your home, please reach out to Spain's Construction. I think I covered it all. Would you please pray to start us out?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we thank you for another day's journey in this new year, in this first month, and on this 13th day of January. We thank you for how you have blessed us to be able to cross over and to be able to just be able to sit here this morning to share once again with your people. Now, Father God, I just pray and that which I share on this morning, Lord, that it will be received in the manner that you gave me to share. And I just thank you, Lord, for those that are listening, that you would bless the hearers of your word this morning. And we just give you all the glory and the praise for whatever fruit will come from it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. So you have a interesting title this morning. I'm excited to see what comes from it. When the eternity of God interrupts the time period of man.
Amen.
I'm
yes,
ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready. I got my Bible. I got my notebook. I got my pen, my ears, my eyes, and my heart's open to receive. I'm ready.
All right. Everybody out there, you ready? I hope you're ready as well. Well, let me first read from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 11. It says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end." Now, I want you to think about that verse 4. For a moment here. God has made everything beautiful in its time. Here on earth, we are governed by time. But at the same time that we're governed by time, God has placed eternity in our hearts because we are eternal beings. If you get right down to the spirit of us, yes, we have these fleshly, natural bodies. But that is the temporal side of us. And the real side of us is what resides within, which is our spirit. And so since God has placed eternity within us, there's like a longing, if you will, a search for that side of God, for the eternal nature of God. And it's like we can't be satisfied fully unless we're searching, making that search, trying to make that connection of that side of us, of the eternal part of us. And then the last part of that verse is, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. We will never be able to find out all that God is. Well, not on this side anyway. We'll never be able to say, know all the mysteries or all the eternal mysteries of God, but we'll be able to know that which he, you know, desires to open up unto us. But from the beginning to the end, only God can know all of that because he's God and we're not. So we'll never be able to know everything about, eternity, everything about life, but we will get to know, like I say, that which God gives us to, you know, be able to glimpse into. All right. I want you to think about something. What operates in the eternal realm? What operates in the eternal realm? Well, it's the supernatural and the immortal. What operates in the temporal realm? Well, it's the opposite, the natural and that which is mortal. Okay? That which is short-lived will only satisfy for a limited time. The natural beauty of the earth is short-lived. An electrifying sunrise or sunset soon fades away. And I was so excited when I saw yesterday's newspaper, and they had three of my sunset pictures from last week on the back page. And I looked at that. I said, well, it still looks as good as it did when I took the picture, you know. And then last night came, and I saw a more beautiful sunset than I had seen the other week. And I thought, I said, God just constantly outdoes himself, you know, it seems. And it's just amazing. I don't know if you, how many of you all saw the sunset last night, but the colors were so vibrant. My goodness, they were. It's like the orange that I'm wearing on. The orange was just that vibrant of like what I have on. The reds was just that vibrant. The blues, it was just, oh my goodness.
Melanie, I saw that sunset, and you know what my first thoughts were? I hope Melanie can see that beautiful sunset as well in Cheyenne, in Elk City, as I'm seeing it in Cheyenne. It was unbelievable.
Oh, it was so amazing. And you know what? It brings such joy to see the handwork of the heavens of God there. But as I'm, you know, looking at my notepad here, like I said, an electrifying sunrise or sunset, it soon fades away. I was trying to call a friend to tell her to get outside to look, and she couldn't hear me on the phone. And I thought, I got to cut it off. I got to get my pictures. But a vibrant flower shrivels up. A lovely, lush green landscape looks brown and barren in the middle of winter. Earth's beauty is seasonal, unless you're on an island.